Right now, we debut a brand new segment. This is very exciting. It's time now for Craig's Conundrum Clearinghouse.
So you have some conundrums and you want to clear them off your docket.
Craig's Conundrum Clearinghouse, CCC, not to be confused with the Civilian Conservation Corps,
yeah,
which is part of FDR's New Deal. This is a different CCC.
Okay.
So, item number one, I informed everybody last March that I was going to have ankle surgery. I have the Kristaps Porzingis tendon situation going on in my ankle where if I take a wrong step, the tendon, which is behind the outer part of the ankle bone, will roll over. It's gotten loose over the years. I think I pinpointed when this injury started. It was back in our college days, George, playing intramural basketball. Do you remember that fast break against Face you alley-ooped it to me, and I took it, and I cradled it in my right hand. I did a 360, and then I did a reverse 180 back the other way.
Yeah.
And then I threw it down.
But landed awkwardly.
But I landed awkwardly, and I blew out that ankle. It was on that dunk. And since then, the tendon has gotten looser and looser because the ligaments holding it in place have gotten looser and looser because I've blown that ankle out a couple times. Well, finally, in the winter, it started rolling over the bone a lot, and it started to hurt. Every time it would roll over the bone, it would swell, and I finally went and got an MRI, and they said, yes, the tendon is torn. You're going to have surgery. So I saw four different surgeons, and all four said, you should probably get this repaired at some point, but you don't have to do it today. One of them even told me, and this was a surgeon who's operated on some of our local athletes.
Wow, very legitimate.
Our pro athletes. And he said, if I were you, I wouldn't have surgery. Because it's surgery. Because when you open up the body, there is always a chance for infection or something to go wrong. It heals incorrectly. Your rehab may not go well. He said, if I were you, this is a surgeon telling me not to have surgery.
Mm.
Well, I finally decided after getting these four opinions that I still wanted to get it done. So I had it scheduled for just a couple of days ago. But last week, I visited with the surgeon that I chose to do this. And we just determined if I'm not having any pain, I'm not having any swelling, I am managing this tendon by wearing a little compression sleeve every day, which is like putting on a sock every morning. I can still walk. I told you guys I did some hiking over summer vacation. I ride my bike. I do all of that without pain and without swelling. And the more people I talk to who have had surgery dissuaded me from having surgery, because while some were fine and they were much better after surgery, so many said, you know, it's just been different since surgery.
Hmm.
Yeah, they repaired what they needed to repair, but when it's rainy, it aches down there, or I've got scar tissue that's giving me problems. If you can avoid surgery, do it. So I've at least put it off until I start actually having pain in there. Or the tendon starts rolling even with wearing the compression sleeve. I don't know if I made the right call, though.
Well, sounds like you did. Sounds like you put a lot of research into it, and you waited till the last minute, too.
Yes.
Because you were about to go.
Yes.
But if you ever do need to get surgery, aren't you delaying it to when surgery is more difficult to return from as you get older?
Right. That was the conundrum.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to have it done a couple of days ago, because I thought, well, it's going to be, if I wait till I'm 70 or 80, at that point I get tired of wearing this sleeve, and you don't want to go through surgery then.
Yeah, that's a conundrum.
Would you have to be on one of those little knee scooters?
I was told to buy two knee scooters, one for upstairs, one for downstairs. And actually, they're in the house right now because I thought I was going to be on them this week.
Doesn't a knee scooter always make someone feel stupid?
Yeah, but you know, it may be, especially if you have to totally stay off of it, it may be better than crutches.
Really?
That's what everybody said.
Yeah.
Knee scooter is better than crutches.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody said crutches become a beat down on day two, but the scooter is, you can deal with that.
Crutches wear you out.
So I'm now in a holding pattern. I'm going to keep going with this, wearing a compression sleeve, and if it does start to give me pain, well, that's when I will go get the surgery.
This is a lot like Emmett in the game against the Giants.
I'm playing hurt.
Playing hurt, just saying, keep me going.
But I was also having incredible anxiety about being put under and about the rehab, which they said was going to be very lengthy, like 6 weeks non-weight-bearing, 3 or 4 months before you're normal.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a minor surgery. It's surgery's tough.
Right. Okay.
Says a guy who's never had it.
Craig's Conundrum Clearinghouse, item number 2, bedtime with our daughter. She's 4 now. And bedtime, as any parent knows, if you've got a young child, it can be hit or miss, but it's mostly miss because they want to delay bedtime because their day is full of play and they don't want that day to end.
No.
And so at bedtime, our daughter always gets more ramped up and she gets more energetic and she's bouncing off the walls. So bedtime's a lengthy process. We've altered the routine now. It used to be a lot of things. It used to be telling stories, reading stories, playtime, all of this trying to get her wound down. Then she had to do all her things, and we had to go through this list of like 15 things to finally get her in bed. Well, we've done a really good job of getting that pared down to just a couple things. We set a quick alarm now, we read a story, and then she gets in her bed, and we rub her head or rub her back, and we talk a little bit about her day, and then that's it. Then I say, okay, now it's time to settle down, and we're going to get quiet, keep your head on the pillow. And well, that's all going fairly well, except she wants us in the room until she falls asleep because she claims it's scary in there without us. So now after we get her settled, we'll sit in the chair in her room, and my wife and I alternate nights. So I had her last night, and then it's, you're in that chair for 20 minutes, or you might be in that chair for 2 hours.
2 hours?
It can take forever if she's really wound up for her to fall asleep, because she fights it, and to get her to settle down. So the conundrum is, do you just draw the line and tell her, no, we're not sitting in this chair for an hour, for 90 minutes, for 2 hours. You're going to have to get yourself to sleep and leave. Or do you comfort her and stay in there until she falls asleep?
I think she's to the age you need to, just like you did paring down the list of things you have to do to get ready for bed, you give her, I don't know, 10 minutes, whatever you come up with, and maybe there's a ding on your phone or something. Because, yeah,
and then you leave.
Otherwise, next thing you know, you're going to be doing an hour and a half most nights.
Right. Or he could commission a company to make a life-size doll of himself sitting in the chair, just staring at her with wide open eyes.
That's going to creep her out.
With lasers that appear in the eyes.
If we do leave, though, all hell's going to break loose. And it's going to be a tantrum for a long time. Do we just have to ride that out for a couple nights until there's not?
Yeah, I think you got to ride it out.
Yeah.
Twice I've fallen asleep in the chair before she's fallen asleep.
That's the dangers of being the older parent.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I did that back in my 30s, too, including nap time sometimes.
So that's the latest of many child-rearing conundrums. All right. I had a sports conundrum that I think is really good, but we'll get to that next time because we got to move on. So that was edition number 1 of Craig's Conundrum Clearinghouse.